Are you here for the 12th, Sarah?
No, I live here now. I live in North Belfast. But I'm a bit tired today because of all the helicopters from last night.
Bit noisy for you, was it?
Yeah, it is a wee bit, and all the firecrackers, and yeah.
So, like, from a perspective of a woman from overseas, is what I'm trying to say, how do you sum up the 12th? Are you all embracing, or have you your doubts?
I'm a little bit disappointed with the racial slurs and the Martin McGuinness coffin. I feel like that's pretty distasteful. And I'm really surprised that there's still so much sectarian division in this town. I thought things were getting better. But things like that just kind of make it uncomfortable, and they're really quite intimidating.
It has only happened on 3 or 4 bonfires where there's been negativity. Yeah. Okay, there have been Irish flags on quite a few of them as well. But can you not see the other side of it, where there's the colour, the pomp, the ceremony, the celebration of today? Or is it all blighted by what we were discussing earlier in the programme?
Yeah, it feels a little bit disappointing that those things keep getting in the way. But there's also other issues in the town. Like, I can't go to see Celtic play either. Do you know what I mean? These kinds of things, people don't realise them. They're looking at it from just one side or the other. It's very divisive. But, you know, I've never seen Celtic play. I'd love to go, but I can't go.
Why don't you buy a ticket and go? Just wear something neutral and you could mingle with the Linfield fans?
Do you think I'd have to sit on my hands when they scored?
And, you know, I've been to watch Manchester United play Manchester City with Man United fans. I've had to sit on my hands, as you say, when City scored. I, albeit sometimes not as often as I wanted to sit on my hands.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it was, you know, Celtic were the ones that turned down the allocation of tickets. But I think it was understandable that they would do that. They had their concerns and their worries about the match.
Safety.
And sadly, we can't have a game of football between the likes of Linfield and Celtic without some controversy clouding it.
It's a bit of a good analogy for the rest of the city, really. One thing that I just wanted to point out is that we have an EPA where I'm from. So the Environmental Protection Agency just would not allow tyres to be burned. And it's quite shocking that, you know, there's people being cold in the wintertime because they can't have a fire, but yet this one time of the year, those kinds of things just seem to go out the window as far as protecting the planet, which we all share.
Sarah, you'll not get any argument from me when it comes to burning tyres. I think people who put tyres on bonfires are absolutely mad.
Yeah.
They are mad.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what they're doing to the poor health of the society that they are polluting. I see one text coming through here having a go at you, Sarah.
Oh, that's all right. I knew I'd be a little bit contentious.
Yeah,
I
but
do. Look, yeah, I respect
can I read
every...
this to you?
Go on.
It's a bit blunt. It's a bit blunt. They're saying if you don't like it, go back to Oz.
Oh, yes. Well, they say that in Australia too. I find those kinds of comments a little bit bigoted. I came here because I wanted to experience it. And I'll tell you, no matter what side you're from, the people from Belfast are the best people in the world. So that's why I'm here.
Sarah, I love you now. I love you. give us a half-minute commentary on positivity, the beautiful brilliance, if there is such a thing, the brilliance and the beauty of Northern Ireland from an Aussie's point of view.
Well, you just can't beat the people, and the people make a place. And, you know, there are some parts of town which need a little bit of help, but I think just everyone, if everyone could just work together, you know, we're all the same, you know. Just be, you know, look at the beautiful landscape, you know, when you look up at Cave Hill, or you can see down in Lockshore, down the beach there, you know, there's just so much here. It's full of potential.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving you a thumbs up sign here. I'm nodding in agreement. I'm also looking at screens where people are now praising you. I like the, and just scrolling here as I'm talking to you, they like the tone of your voice, Sarah. They're agreeing with your analysis. And there's one person, John, is wondering if you're going out to savour. Savour is the word. He's saying, are you going out to savour? Well, let me read this exactly as it is. Ask Sarah, is she going out to savour the 12th of July?
Savour. I would like to go and have a look. Obviously, I haven't had a chance, you know, to see it yet, and this is my first day. But
is your first day?
My first 12th of July day. So, yeah, of course, I'd like to go and have a look and see what it's all about. But it is quite intimidating, you know. sometimes.
I don't know. I think you can go along this evening if you'll have missed most of the outgoing parade. But if you're about town this evening, and even if you had like maybe a wee sort of reddish, whitish, bluish blouse that you that you could wear.
Yeah.
You might enjoy the atmosphere of it later on.
Absolutely. And like I said, we're all people, yeah. It'd just be great if we could all sort of respect each other's cultures and get along.
We'll not argue with that, Sarah. I really appreciate you listening to the programme, Sarah.
Yeah, I've just been listening for the past week. Don't worry, sometimes I yell at the radio too, so I know what your other listeners might be thinking about me.
Listen, thanks for choosing us. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Cheers, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.